We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Chof Gimel. V'ze soid ma shekosu b'zoyer ha-kodeshu b'kavonois, al soid kriyashma. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been discussing now, we can understand the secret behind what's written in the Zoyer HaKodesh and in the writings of the Arizal regarding the secret of kriyashma, whereby the Zoyer HaKodesh says, regarding this issue, don't ask any questions and don't test Hashem. What issue is it? Shehu soid moichen de katnus. This is the secret of the concept of moichen de katnus. Sheoz iefsher lahamshich hayichud kiyem al yedei atiko. Ayin shom. Whereby when the Shekhinah, or when the Klal Yisrael, is in a state called Moichen de Katnus, then it's impossible to bring about a Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchinte other than by reaching up to Atika, to the highest place. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKodesh. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki oz b'shas kriyas yamsuf ho Yisrael nesunim b'tzoro gedoyla b'gashmias v'ruchnias kemavur harbe b'divrei razal. Our rabbis tell us that during the time of kriyas yamsuf, the Jews were in major trouble, both physically and spiritually. We know that the Gemara says that the sar shel yam was mekatreg, said, why should I split for the Jews and not split for the Egyptians? They're both idol worshippers. And it was a major, the Jews were in critical danger, physically and spiritually. V'ikr kol atzorois nimshocha mebchinas moichen de katnus, shem bchinas dinim, shemishom achizas haklipois hametziren liyisroel chas v'shon. And the main problem, the main danger, comes from moichen, what's called moichen de katnus, which is synonymous with a midas hadin, which is where the klipois, who cause problems for Klal Yisrael, that's where they draw their energy from. V'ikra klipois heim hakfirois hanechozim b'moichen de katnus b'yoser. And the main klipa is denial of Hashem, lack of faith in Hashem, which is associated with moichen de katnus. Ki machmas shamoyach b'katnus yoser, as because of the fact that the person's moyach is in a state of katnus, the person isn't thinking clearly, and the person's brain isn't open to connect with Hashem on a high level, azai kol chakira v'kushya gedoyla midai toimioid. What happens is, in that situation, any question about Hashem, or any analysis, any attempt to analyze Hashem is above the person's moich at that time. Ad she'enu yochel yashva, to the point where the person cannot resolve it. Afal pi shebe'emes, hakush yazois yishtus godoil lemi sheyesh loy moich godol be'emes. Even though this question is a joke for someone who has a moich godoil, someone who has a high-level understanding of Yiddishkeit. But because of the fact that an individual person's moyach is in a state of moich and de katnus, that's why to him this seems to be a super difficult question. Veloizu afzu. And not only problem A, but there's also a problem B. Shemachmas shemoichoi yoinek mi moich and de katnus. Because of the fact that the person's brain at that point in time is plugged into Moichen de Katnus, he's receiving from Moichen de Katnus, that's why the klipois start up with him even more. Whereby they tease him in a sense, and he feels a tremendous urge to ask questions about Hashem, to get involved in philosophical thinking. V'hu oise mehepech el hepech. And he ends up doing the exact opposite. Ki lefi katnus moichoi, the exact opposite of what he should be doing. Ki lefi katnus moichoi, hoyoroi loi levroyach afilo mechakiro kala shebekalois. Because if this person realizes that his moyach right now is in a state of moichen de katnus, he should be running away even from the smallest kind of theological question, you know, question about Hashem or anything like that. V'loy dai she'enoy makiris mekoymoy. And not only doesn't this person realize where he's at, that he's in moichin ekatnas, and therefore his brain right now is not qualified, is not available to do major thinking for him. Afgam hu roitze lichnois b'chakiris gedoylois. So rather than walking away from that lichakiris, he decides he wants to really get involved in thinking and analyzing Hashem and asking major questions. Shafilu gedoylim imenu einam yicholam lichnois l'sham. Whereby even people smarter than him are not qualified to enter into those kind of questions. And this is what causes all the denial of Hashem and all the stumbling blocks of the philosophers, those who analyze Hashem in a wrong way in religion. Because they don't realize their place. They don't know their place, where they're at. And they consider themselves deep thinkers, mamish, the minds of society, because of the fact that they invent certain things or they come to certain realizations of science and other wisdoms. Aval einom yoidim shekol elu hachochmois nimshochim rak mimoichin dekatnus. But what they don't realize is that all of these secular wisdoms, they come from moichin dekatnus. Vadayin lo hischilu liga klal b'shum moyach hanimshoch mimoichin dekatnus. And these people haven't even touched any type of knowledge or wisdom that's coming from moichin dekatnus. Veheim roitzim lichnois b'chakiris gedoylois, and they want to try to enter into deep philosophical discussions and analysis of Hashem. Ki kach teva hamoichin dekatnus, because Rav Nosson Zal says this is the nature of moichin dekatnus. Ki mi sheyesh loy moyach godol hu yoidea umevin umasig bemes sheyev shelohoven dachi Hashem. A person who has a really deep mind, a very high level of seichel, he realizes and understands that it's impossible for a human being to understand the ways of Hashem completely. And that person draws upon himself true faith in Hashem. Aval machmas katnus hamoichin sheshom nechozen haklipo shemichinas hakfirois, whereas these other characters who are in the realm of moichin de katnus, which is where the klipois are attached, which is the concept of kfir, which is associated with kfiris, aydeze nidmilohem shem chachamim. That's why they have the false impression that they're great chachamim v'nichnosen b'chakirois, and they enter into philosophical analysis of Hashem. And they end up falling into major perplexing things which confuse them, which they can't resolve. Shekol hatzorois nimshoch misham, whereby all suffering, all problems come from there. Ki kol hatzorois nimshochim rak mibchinas haklipois, shehem hakfirois, hanechozim b'moichin dekatnus kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says all suffering comes from the klipois, which are synonymous with denial of Hashem, which is plugged into, which is associated with moichin dekatnus. V'zeh hoyo b'chinas kol hatzorois sho'il Yisrael b'shas kriyas yamsuf. And this is the concept of the suffering and the danger that Klal Yisrael was in at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Shoyunasunamos b'tzora gedoyla. They were in tremendous danger at the time. Kamesha Kosov, as the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Yoinosi b'chagvei hasela b'seser hamadrego, harinies marayach hashminies koylech, l'miat poina beis tzora. The Pasuk here in Shir HaShirim refers to a dove, a beautiful dove, that's in a small crevice among giant boulders, and it's hiding there, and Hashem calls out to this dove, "Let me see your beauty. Let me hear your voice." And the Rashi Kodesh quotes the Gemara saying that this refers to Klal Yisrael at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, that they were like this delicate, weak, tiny dove, within these boulders, these gigantic boulders, and the dove is hiding in a little hole there. And Hashem says, let me see who you're going to cry out to at your time of danger. Ve'ikranes shel kriyas yamsuf hoyayidei shezochu oz lesalek daitom legamri rak litzoik el Hashem ulishazek bemuna levad ve'kovtsu l'tech hayom al smach emuna levad. And the main miracle of kriyas yamsuf came about because Klal Yisrael was zeche to put their thinking aside, but rather to cry out to Hashem and to strengthen their emuna and to jump into the sea with faith that Hashem would do something. And that's how they succeeded in removing from themselves the attachment of the klipois, which represent denial of Hashem, which are referred to also as mayim hazeidonim, these troublesome waters, which are associated with moichin dekatnus. Klal Yisrael was to draw upon themselves a level of emuna that came from the highest place, atik atikin, sheze ikar b'chinas kriyas yamsuf. Now that's the essence of kriyas yamsuf. Vezehu, and this is what the Zohar HaKodesh means when it says bahahu mila loytishal v'loytenase. In regarding this issue, don't ask and don't test. Ki ikar soid kriyas yamsuf hu livroyach mechakirois umavuchois sheosro lichnois bohem. Because the main concept, the main secret of Kriyas Yamsuf is based on a Jew's ability to run away from the wrong type of philosophical thinking and questioning of Hashem, which a Jew is not allowed to enter into. Sheheim nimshochen mi moichen dekatnus. Those kind of questions come from a state of moichen dekatnus, shetzrichen rak livroyach mehem, whereby when a Jew finds himself in that state, he has to run away from questions. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayonos Moshe Miponov, that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the stick had turned into a snake, he ran away from it. Kiheim Zuamas Hanochosh, because these kind of philosophical questions about Hashem are associated with the Atzas Hanochosh, the filth of the snake. V'Yisroel, ayidei sheboirchen mimevuchay selu, umeschaskim b'emuna levad, ayidei ze zoichen lafoich yam layabosha, sheze b'chinas kres yamsev kanal. And the Jewish people, by running away from these questions and fortifying themselves only with faith at that time, that's how they're zoichen to turn the sea into dry land, which is the concept of kriyas yamsev.